بسم الله إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Brothers, before I begin, once again, as I do every week, if you have cell phones, please put them on silent or vibrate so that they don't go off during the khutbah. Barakallahu feekum. Indeed, all praise is due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him, we seek His guidance, we seek His forgiveness. We seek refuge with Almighty Allah from the evil of our own souls and from the bad consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah guides, there is no one that can misguide him. And whomever Allah leaves to go astray, then there is no one that can guide him. I bear witness that there is no God except for Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has no associates, He has no partners, and there is nothing and no one that deserves worship except for Him. And I bear witness that Muhammad ibn Abdullah, may the peace and blessings of Allah forever be upon him, was His servant and last messenger to all of humanity. وقال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He advises in the Quran, the meaning of which is, O you who believe, have the taqwa of Allah, have the consciousness, the remembrance of Almighty Allah, as He is most deserving. And do not die except that you die in a state of al-Islam. Do not die except that you're doing what Allah wanted you to do. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ اتَّقُوا رَبَّكُمَ الَّذِي خَلَقَكُم مِّن نَّفْسٍ وَاحِدَةٍ وَخَلَقَ مِنْهَا زَوْجَهَا وَبَثَّ مِنْهُمَا رِجَالًا كَثِيرًا وَنِسَاءً وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ إِنَّ اللَّهَ كَانَ عَلَيْكُمْ رَقِيبًا. Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also advised us in the Quran, the meaning of which is, O mankind, once again have the taqwa of Allah, have the consciousness of Almighty Allah, who created you from a single soul, and this was our father Adam. And from him he created his mate, and this was our mother Eve. And from them both he brought about many men and women. And Allah says, and fear Allah through whom you demand your mutual rights from one another, and honor the family ties. Honor the family ties, for verily Allah is ever an all watcher over you. وقال الله تعالى يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما أما بعد. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala further advises us, the meaning of which is, O you who believe, once again have the taqwa of Allah. Three times, once again have the taqwa of Allah. Have the consciousness of Almighty Allah, and always speak the truth. It may be that He will correct for you your deeds and forgive you your sins. And whomsoever obeys Allah and His Messenger, he has indeed achieved a mighty victory. And as to what follows, Alhamdulillah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, all praises due to Almighty God, all praises due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who's blessed us all with one more day of life. All praises due to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has blessed each and every one of us with al-Islam. And for those of our guests who are not Muslim, I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to open up their chest and to put belief and iman in their hearts, so that inshallah they become Muslims as well. Allahumma ameen. Brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah, the topic for today's khutbah is just going to be a reminder. And it's going to be a reminder about the great blessing that Allah has given us by blessing us to be Muslim. The blessing that it is to be Muslim. And what made me reflect upon this was, this past week we had a sister who became Muslim, alhamdulillah. This sister, she became Muslim, alhamdulillah. And as I was telling her about the benefits of being Muslim, it made me reflect on the blessings that Allah has blessed each and every one of us with by blessing us to be Muslim. Many times we forget about it. And many times it's not until you talk to somebody about Islam that you remember the huge blessing that this is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so inshallah, perhaps if we reflect on it, perhaps it'll soften our hearts again. Perhaps if we reflect on the blessing that Allah has given us by blessing us to be Muslim, perhaps it'll help us to appreciate this blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many times we go through life and we get caught up in the daily routine. We get caught up in our jobs. We get caught up in our school. We get caught up in our activities. We get caught up in this. We get caught up in that. And our Islam has just become something like something that you just put on. Our Islam is just something you put on, like you put on a watch or you put on some shoes. Many times this is the routine that we get into. Our Islam is just something that I do. And brothers and sisters, the reality is our whole life should be about al-Islam. Our whole life should be about al-Islam. Not just one tiny part of it. Brothers and sisters, Allah has blessed us with that Islam, and because Allah has blessed us with that Islam, He's revealed to us the truth about our short stay in this dunya. The truth about our short stay in the life of this world. And it's going to be very short. And the reality is, our short stay in this dunya is all about a test. That's all we're doing here. We're taking a test. And on Yawmul Qiyamah, on the day of standing, we're going to find out how we did. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by blessing us to be Muslim, He's done us a huge favor. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's given us the answers to this test. He's told us exactly what we need to do to get the right answers on Yawmul Qiyamah, on the day when we're standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, there's only two destinations in the hereafter. That's the hellfire and paradise. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by blessing us to be Muslim, He set us on the right path, the only path that's going to lead to paradise. And this is from the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He asks a question in the Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks, أَفَمَنْ كَانَ مُؤْمِنًا كَمَنْ كَانَ فَاسِكًا لَا يَسْتَوُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, are those who believe like those who disbelieve? And Allah says, no, they are not equal. They are not equal. There's only two destinations. The people that are successful, they're going to go to Jannah, bi-idhnillah. The people that are not successful, then we know where they're going to go. May Allah make us from the successful people. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He said about the believers, أَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ فَلَهُمْ جَنَّاتُ الْمَأْوَى نُزُلًا بِمَا كَانُوا يَأْمَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the believers, as for those who believe and they do good deeds, because it's not enough to just say, I believe. We have to work. Our belief, it has to be paired with action. And that's why I say our Islam can't just be something you throw on. You throw on your kufi, I'm Muslim today. You take your kufi off, I'm something else. We can't be like that. Allah says, as for those who believe and they do the righteous deeds, Allah says, for them will be gardens to live in as an entertainment for what they used to do. And this word, nuzulam, it's like you have an important guest that's coming. You know how we do when somebody important is coming to our house, and we make all kinds of special preparations. We prepare the special food. We clean the house nice. We roll out the red carpet. This is nuzulam. This is what Allah is saying as an entertainment. Like you entertain your guest. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for those people who believe and they do the righteous deeds. May Allah make us from these people. Because it's not enough to just say, I believe, I'm Muslim. We have to back up what we say with our actions. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the other kind of people, وَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ فَسَقُوا فَمَأْوَاهُمُ النَّارُ كُلَّمَا أَرَدُّوا أَنْ يَخْرُجُوا مِنْهَا أُعِيدُوا فِيهَا وَقِيلَ لَهُمْ ذُوقُوا عَذَابَ النَّارِ الَّذِي كُنْتُ بِهِ تُكَذِّبُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the meaning of which is, and as for those who rebel, those who disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, those who do what they want to do, Allah says their abode will be the fire. This is their destination on Yawmul Qiyamah, the fire. And every time they wish to get away from it, they will be pushed back there, put back into the fire. And it will be said to them, taste the torment. Taste the torment of Jahannam. Taste the torment of the hellfire, which you used to deny. Brothers and sisters, all of us, we say we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of us, we say we believe in Rasulullah, Prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But how many of us, we live in our lives according to what we say we believe? All of us, alhamdulillah, Allah bless us to be Muslim. We know for certain that there is hellfire and there's paradise. But how many of us, we're actually trying to stay out of the hellfire? How many of us are actually working, trying to get to Jannah? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He blessed us with Islam. We know the truth. We're not like the people out there who think that this life is all there is to it. We're not like the people who are just living for today and they think there's no tomorrow. We know the truth. How many of us were acting upon this truth that Allah has blessed us to accept? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about the people that He's blessed with al-Islam. Allah says, Man yahdi Allahu fahuwa muhtad. Allah says, whomsoever Allah guides, then he's rightly guided. And Allah has guided us. How many of us, we have family members that haven't been guided? Me. I'm the only Muslim in my family. SubhanAllah. How many of us, we're like this? We have family members that are not Muslim. And yet and still Allah chose us. We should feel special. We should be thankful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many of us, we have family members that are Muslim, but they're Muslim by like culture. Not Muslim by Islam. Not Muslim by what they're supposed to be doing. Just Muslim in name. Brothers and sisters, we should feel special that Allah has blessed us to be Muslim. And we should be thankful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ يُرِدِّ اللَّهُ أَنْ يَهْدِيَهُ يَشْرَحْ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ. And whomsoever Allah wishes to guide, he opens his chest. He opens his heart to Al-Islam. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has done for each and every one of us. We should be thankful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Islam shouldn't be a burden for us. Islam shouldn't be something that we walk around with a sour face all the time. Islam shouldn't be something that we're running away from. It should be something we're running to. And we should be happy that we're Muslim. There's people that accepted Islam, wallahi, there's people that accepted Islam, and you can't pay them to come to the masjid now. You can't pay them to come to the masjid. You give them encouragement. You ask them, please come to the masjid. And they don't want to come. It's like Islam is a burden for them. On Yawmul Qiyamah, is there anybody that thinks that their Islam is going to be a burden for them then? Is there anybody who on Yawmul Qiyamah, when he sees the hellfire and the paradise, he's still going to feel bad about being Muslim? Wallahi, on Yawmul Qiyamah, every single person will wish that they could go to Jannah. Every single person will wish that they could go to Jannah. Every single person will wish that they had been Muslim. And yet today, the Muslims, they're running away from Islam. May Allah help us all. Brothers and sisters, we should reflect on this huge bounty from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because wallahi, it's the only bounty that matters. It's the only bounty that matters. Being Muslim. That's the only thing that matters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, فَمَنْ زُخْسِهَا أَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْهِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازِ وَمَا الْحَيَةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَتَاءُ الْغُرُورِ. Allah says, whosoever is removed away from the hellfire and admitted into Jannah, then he has truly succeeded. That's the success. Whoever is moved away from the hellfire on Yawmul Qiyamah and entered into Jannah, he has truly succeeded. May Allah make us from the successful people. I was watching this video just before I came. And it was about this Muslim brother. And he was like a billionaire, the most successful person you'll find. And he had all of life's luxuries. All of life's luxuries. He had the best of everything. And more than just one of them. The best of everything multiplied. A young man. And then he found out that he had cancer. And it was like stage 4. Stage 4 cancer. And so you know what this means. It's all over his body. His days are numbered. But all of our days are numbered. We know that. We just don't know when. But his days are numbered. They gave him a few months to live. And a Muslim was interviewing him. This is a Muslim. And he said, what's your reflections on this? And he said, wallahi, this cancer that Allah has given me, it's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Limada, why? He said, because it woke him up. Because it made him open his eyes to the reality of this dunya. It made him open his eyes to the reality of how he was wasting his life. And it made him thankful to Allah that Allah blessed him to be Muslim so that he can prepare for his meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah help this brother. May Allah have mercy on this brother. Because wallahi, this brother might not even be alive right now. But what about us, brothers and sisters? How many of us, we're going in the opposite direction? This brother, by the way, I forgot to mention, he's giving away all his wealth. Giving it away for the sake of Allah. Trying to set up Sadaqatun Jariyah, the ongoing charity. Building masajid, doing whatever he can. Getting rid of this dunya while he can. How many of us are going in the opposite direction? We're running after the dunya. Anything that we can get our hands on, this is what we want. We want the latest phones. We want the latest clothes. We want the latest sneakers. We want the latest this. We want the biggest house, the nicest car. We're going in the wrong direction. Alhamdulillah, who's blessed us to be Muslim brothers and sisters. Let's act upon this blessing that Allah has given us. Let's be thankful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And let's remember that each and every one of us, with each day that passes by, we're getting one step closer to our meeting with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah help us to prepare for it. Brothers and sisters, as I said, this sister, she became Muslim, alhamdulillah, and she was so happy. And as I was telling her about the blessings that Allah has given her by blessing her to be Muslim, how Allah wipes away all her bad sins, how Allah carries over all her good deeds, how Allah will only save the people from the hellfire that said, La ilaha illallah. As I was telling her these things, she was so happy. And I could see, you know, she was starting to get emotional. And wallahi, people, they're running, rushing, trying to get into Islam. And Muslims is like, we're trying to get away from Islam. SubhanAllah. Brothers, let's be thankful to Almighty Allah that He's blessed us to be Muslim. Let's not lose sight of this huge blessing. Because on Yawm al-Qiyamah, it's not going to matter how many likes you had on Facebook. It's not going to matter how many people followed you on Twitter. It's not going to matter how much clothes you had, how much money you had, how big your car was, if you were a doctor or a lawyer or whatever. Wallahi, the only thing that's going to matter on Yawm al-Qiyamah is your Islam. Were you Muslim? Did you hold fast to what Allah gave you? May Allah help us to hold fast. أَقُولُ قَوْلِهَا وَاسْتَغْفَرْهِ وَلَاكُمْ الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. Upon occasion, Aisha radiallahu anha, she saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam praying, as he often did. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, his feet were swollen. They were swollen from standing so long in his salat. And Aisha radiallahu anha, she said, Ya Rasulullah, why do you do this? Why do you do this to yourself? Your feet are swollen up, you're standing up for hours. And Allah has already said He's forgiven you your past sins and your future sins. Why? And what did Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say to her? Rasulullah said, أَفَلَا أَقُونُ أَبْدًا شَكُورًا. Should I not be a grateful slave to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Should I not be grateful for this blessing that Allah has given me? And this was the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This was the Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who would never do any of the stuff that we do on a daily basis. This was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam who was trying to do everything he could to get to Jannah. And doing everything that he could to stay away from the Jahannam, the hellfire. And by comparison, look at the things that we do. Look at the many ways that we disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we know better. We know better. Shouldn't our feet be swollen too? Shouldn't we be thankful to Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for blessing us with Islam? And I was telling this sister, I was telling her, she should feel special. She should feel special as if she won the lottery or something. How many people, they saw the messengers of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam come to them. How many people they witnessed the miracles from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many people they witnessed these things and they knew that the messengers were telling the truth. And yet and still they disbelieved. Yet and still they refused to submit. And here we are so many years later, 1500, 1600 years later, after the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Allah has blessed us with Islam. Alhamdulillah. Alhamdulillah has blessed us to be Muslim. Brothers and sisters, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's so merciful to us and He's generous to us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ بِأَنَّ لَهُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ فَضْلًا قَبِيرًا. And announce to the believers the good news that they will have from Allah a great reward. And this is for the believers. May Allah help us to hold fast to our Islam. Brothers and sisters, if we want to be successful on Yawm al-Qiyamah, our Islam can't be just something we say. Our Islam can't just be we throw on a hijab and we think we're good. Our Islam can't just be I come to the masjid on Fridays one day a week, so it's all good. The rest of the time I do whatever I want, but as long as I come to Juma, it's all good. No. Islam has to be every single day of our lives. Worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Doing our best to stay away from the bad deeds. And when we do the bad deeds, and we will do the bad deeds, making tawbah to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Asking Allah to forgive us. And always being thankful to Allah for blessing us to be Muslim. Always being thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for guiding us to the truth. I once had a brother tell me, and I've said this before, but I'll say it again. I once had a brother tell me, and he was Muslim. SubhanAllah, he was raised, born and raised Muslim. And he said to me when he was older, he said, sometimes I wish I didn't know the truth about al-Islam. This is the Muslim, raised Muslim from a child. And when he's older, he says, sometimes I wish I didn't know the truth about al-Islam. Because then I can do the things that I want to do and not feel guilty about it, not worry about it. How many of us, we feel the same way? Wallahi, it's a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yes, we're going to commit the sins. We all do that. But as long as you know in the back of your mind that it's wrong, and as long as you know in the back of your mind, I got to make tawbah to Allah, and as long as you feel bad about it and you keep asking Allah to forgive you, then there's hope for you. But what about the people they don't believe and they just commit the fahishah, they commit the sins, and what about them? That's why Islam is a mercy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Brothers and sisters, we should all be thankful. We should be thankful to Allah. And we should be trying our best to be the best Muslims that we can become. And none of us are going to be perfect. And we're all going to make mistakes. And we're all going to backslide and go back to things we shouldn't be doing over and over and over again. But reflect upon this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He's the one that created each and every one of us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He already knew the things that we were going to do before He brought us into existence. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already knew the many times we were going to disobey Him. The many times we would go back and do the same sins over and over and over again. And yet and still Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala picked each and every one of us for al-Islam. We should reflect upon that. Even though Allah knows the truth about what we were going to do, He still picked us for Islam. Alhamdulillah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran about Yawm al-Qiyamah, and this is the truth that awaits all of us. Allah says, رُبَّمَا يَوُدُّ الَّذِينَ قَفَرُوا لَوْ قَانُوا مُسْلِمِينَ. How much would those who disbelieved wish that they had been Muslim? This is the reality on Yawm al-Qiyamah. How much will those who disbelieve wish that they had been Muslim? And this is the reality. Whoever turns away from al-Islam, they're going to wish with all their heart on Yawm al-Qiyamah that they had been Muslim. And Allah bless us to be Muslim, alhamdulillah. So brothers and sisters, let's be grateful for this blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I just want to leave us with a beautiful hadith, and then I'm going to stop, inshallah. And it's the hadith that I say is the hadith of the amazing faith, the amazing iman. Upon occasion, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he was with his companions. And Rasulullah, he asked them a question. Rasulullah said, Ayyul mu'minina ajabu ilaykum imana. Rasulullah said, who from among the faithful believers has the most amazing faith? Who from among the faithful believers has the most amazing faith? The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they said, al-malaika. It has to be the angels. The angels must have the most amazing faith. وَقَالَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ He said, وَكَيْفَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ وَهُمْ إِنَّ رَبِّهِمْ Rasulullah said, how can they not believe when they are with their Lord? How can the angels not believe when they are around Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So the Sahaba radiallahu anhum ajma'in, they thought, and then they said that it must be the Nabiya, the messengers and the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They must have the most amazing faith. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, وَكَيْفَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْوَحْيُ يَنْزِلُ عَلَيْهِمْ Rasulullah said, how can they not believe when the revelation is coming down to them? How can they not believe? They're receiving the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the Sahaba radiallahu anhu, they thought again and they said, well then it must be us. We must have the most amazing faith, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What did Rasulullah say to them? Rasulullah said, وَكَيْفَ لَا تُؤْمِنُونَ بِأَنَّ بَيْنَ أَدْهُرِكُمْ Rasulullah said, how can you not believe when I'm here with you? You're seeing me get the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're seeing the miracles in front of you. How can you not believe? So the Sahaba, they were like, I give up. Who has the most amazing faith, Ya Rasulullah? Who has the most amazing faith from the faithful believers? And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, قَوْمٌ يَجِئُونَ مِن بَدِّكُمْ يجدون صحفا يؤمنون بها بما فيها. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the people that have, the believers who have the most amazing faith are those people who are going to come after you. They're going to come after your time. And they're going to read some stuff in some pages and they're going to believe in it. Alhamdulillah. May Allah make us from these amazing believers. May Allah make us the people who have the amazing iman. May Allah make us to be thankful for the blessing of Islam. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us to become the best Muslims that we can become before the day comes when we go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all our sins. And I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to turn to us with forgiveness and mercy on the day that we meet Him, and to exchange our places in the hellfire for places in Jannah.